Hello and thank you for joining me today. I am Mindy McNeil and I am in studio right now with Bringing Music to Life Executive Director Stephen Blatt. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, how are you? Good to be here.
Great. Well, there is going to be a instrument donation drive that's going to start March 11th and run through the 23rd. And it's an annual Bringing Music to Life instrument drive. And it's been, I think it's what, this is your eighth year?
This is the ninth, actually.
Ninth year, okay. Yeah. So ninth year. And, you know, the course of those years, more than, I think it's what, 4,400 instruments have been awarded to elementary, middle school, and high schools throughout the state. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I know you established this. Is that right? So I wanted to find out from you, what was the thinking behind this process? This is your baby, so how did you come up with this idea?
It's my baby, and it was actually born at Colorado Public Radio when I was working over there. And I was doing community outreach. We tried to figure out how could we help our community, describing our community, it's all of Colorado, not just in the metro area. We tried to think of something that would be statewide, would be beneficial. We talked to a lot of musicians. A lot of them came to the station to perform, do interviews. And we asked, what would be the most helpful thing, do you think? And they said, well, one of the great expenses of any kind of a music program, instruments. They're extremely expensive, as you probably know. And the kids in Title I schools, those are the ones that have a high proportion of children on free and reduced cost lunch, often can't take part in the music programs because they can't afford to rent or buy an instrument. So we thought, okay, let's put out a call to our audience and see if people have instruments at home in closets, basements, garages that they're not playing that they'd be willing to donate. That was the beginning. That was the first drive, and we didn't know what would happen. But we got quite a few instruments and learned a couple of things. One, they're out there. Mm-hmm. Two, they need to be refurbished and repaired before you want to put them in the hands of anybody. We realized that giving an instrument that wasn't working right to a child, especially a beginning music student, they'd be frustrated because they wouldn't know if it was them or the instrument. So we made a commitment with that very first drive, we're going to repair these and only give out instruments in excellent playable condition. And that's a promise we've kept ever since.
You know, I was reading somewhere, and it was what I was reading, that the instrument repairs just on a single instrument can be around $155 or more?
It can be a lot more. That's actually the average, and some of them are quite a bit more than that. We try to be smart about it, not spend more money repairing an instrument than it would cost to buy a good student-quality instrument, new or somewhat used. So we have to make sure we use our money wisely. But you're right, the average cost is about $155.
So a Title I school, okay, those are the ones that seem like they mainly need a lot of the help. Is that right?
Or
is
they it just... do. They tend to be in low-income areas. They've got kids that don't have discretionary income. Their families don't. So this is really the way that they can participate in a program. And that's one of the things that's been especially meaningful for us, because we've given these kids a chance to make music. And otherwise, I mean, they can sing. You know, a lot of them are very musical. But as far as playing an instrument, this is their chance to do that. And that's been really gratifying.
Now, having the instrument, what does this help the kids do? Is it more just to have some type of focus or discipline or...
You learn so many life skills from playing an instrument. You learn about self-discipline. You learn how to listen, how to be a part of a team, you know, working with other people. It helps build self-confidence and self-esteem, which is great. I mean, it can really turn life around for a lot of these children. And teachers in other classes notice it as well. The kids that are taking part in music programs and feeling good about themselves, that generates to maybe it's English class. And now they're speaking up. Now they're volunteering to say something because they feel like, yeah, I've got something worthwhile here. So it's a lot more than notes and scales. It really is life skills that'll last a lifetime.
So, and does it help them with teamwork as part of a team? Because I know when I was a kid, didn't do it forever, but I played clarinet for a bit, and I'm an only child, and so it made me have to interact and be with other people as well.
Yeah, teamwork is a big deal. And the nice thing about music is nobody rides the bench. You know, everybody plays. They may not play the best of all, but everybody gets to take part. And teamwork is a big part of what kids learn when they learn to play.
And how are some of these schools selected? I know we've been talking about Title I, but you mm-hmm. know, I'm a teacher. I'm a music teacher at a school, a Title I school, or just any school. I, you know, submit the application because I want my students mm-hmm. to be a part of this. But how does my school get selected?
Well, the first thing to do, and this is really important, this is one of the things we want to get the word out, that teachers can go online to our website, which is www.bringmusic.org. And there is an online application there. When you get to the landing page, you'll see school applications as one of the choices. They fill out the application online. It'll take about, 45 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. We ask about the program, how many kids are enrolled, how often they meet, things like that. How long they need to have an existing music program. That's the key to this thing. We want to make sure the instruments are going to be used and there's somebody there to direct the children. So they apply online. We get the application instantly. They come to me on my computer, and then members of our board review the applications. The acceptance rate is very high. Especially if it's a Title I school. Sometimes there are schools that have a high number of kids on free and reduced lunch, and mm-hmm. they are not technically a Title I.
Okay.
But we often award instruments to those schools as well, because kids in those situations sometimes feel even more marginalized. They may not be in a Title I school, but they feel like they're the only ones that can't take part. So if there's a high proportion, if the numbers in the high 40s or 50s as far as percentage of students on free and reduced lunch, they should apply as well. Title I for sure should apply, mm-hmm. and then the others certainly can. And I'd say acceptance rate has been 80-85% of schools that apply are awarded instruments.
Okay.
It's a function of course, the one thing about our program, we can only give away what we get in.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of the equation. If there are people listening who have instruments that they're not using, really love to have them donate the instruments. That's the only way this thing can work. The two needs we have are instruments and then money for the repair fund. Those are the two parts of the equation.
Because you have the Colorado Institute of Musical Instrument Technology and Boomer Music Company out in Fort Collins who's doing some of the repairs or helping with or doing all of them?
Well, CELMIT, the Colorado Institute, has been with us now for 8 years.
Okay.
And Boomer, which has been a drop-off location in past years, is now going to help out as well with the repairs. They'll be doing the repairs of donations from Greeley on north to Fort Collins. So both of them do it, and what's important is they donate half the labor charge so we can get a lot more instruments out to kids.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's very generous.
A great give back. And, speaking of giving, I think you guys got a tiny bit of a head start. Was it in November and through January where you were asking the audience members who came to some like Lincoln Center or different places to make donations as well to help out?
Yeah, the Lincoln Center contacted us, said they wanted to do a mini drive up there. And so for concerts they had in late November and then through December, they invited their audience members to bring instruments in, which they did. And then the Colorado Symphony also had concerts. There were 10 total at which they invited their audience members to bring instruments before the performance. We had a table in the lobby, and they would bring instruments by. So, yeah, we got a head start this year.
You know, and I like that because, people giving back to the community, because I think that it takes a village. Well, this saying, mm-hmm. takes a village to raise a child, know. But I think, too, sometimes people might have this limitation of, my instrument my instrument needs a tune-up or it's older, things like that, that doesn't deter you all from taking anything. Is that correct?
No, we will consider them all. We will repair and refurbish them. We've had instruments as old as 85 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That actually turned out to be very good. I mean, an instrument that's cared for can last for many, many years, many decades, and that's our goal. When we give instruments to a school, it's given to the school program. The student gets to use it and treat it as his or her own as long as they're enrolled there. When they graduate, it's handed off to another student. Mm. So one instrument can have a life expectancy of many, many years.
You know, and I in doing some reading, I know that, you know, you've had responses from teachers out in Lock Buoy, Colorado Springs. You know, one teacher in Grover said, over the past 5 years, my school, Pawnee K through 12 school in Grover, has received enough instruments to give every student an instrument to play. And I think that's good because I don't know if you experienced this as a kid, but I was one of the kids who sometimes I'd get picked to be on the team and sometimes I wasn't. So that feeling of being left out.
Right.
And to have this to make a difference. And, you know, I know one of the teachers wrote to you and said, one of their students said, music helps me by getting rid of my stress. I can now learn better music faster because I don't have to worry about the instrument state of repair. Bringing music to life has positively impacted the school by letting students have the opportunity to practice and perform confidently with new instruments. So it's basically, it's recycling, but it's not. It's repurposing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important to have an instrument that helps you, that works with you rather than fights you. Mm. And an instrument that isn't in good shape makes it not a pleasure. It's tough for kids. I mean, learning how to play requires a certain amount of persistence and repetition and all that. But when they are rewarded, when their efforts are rewarded, then they want to keep going.
And I think that's good because it helps out their self-esteem so much, especially in those years.
Yeah.
They have something to do and belong to.
Absolutely. We find not just in middle school, which is a tough time for everybody, when they're trying to fit in and feel good and wonder who they are and what they can do. It can be especially important to have that kind of self-confidence.
Now, there are donation locations across, I mean, you know, in Metro Denver alone, we've got the Golden Music Center, we have got My Music School, we've got Rockley Music, but we also, you know, we've got locations in Fort Collins, Pueblo, Greeley, Castle Rock, Grand Junction, they're just all over. Mm-hmm. And so this donation, March 11th through the 23rd, people can give, though, beforehand if they want, and after as well, as I'm assuming, if they...
Well, we don't, you know, we try to limit it.
Okay.
So the stores, which are going out of their way anyhow to help us out, and they've been extremely generous, but, you know, we like there to be a kind of a beginning and an end, although
okay.
I can tell you that my house looks like a music warehouse because because people will come over and say, could I bring it by? Sure, you know, that's fine. Go ahead. But we really try to focus on those dates, so the 11th through the 23rd.
Okay.
So that the stores can also conduct their business and as well as doing this. And they've been great. Every one of these stores has been with us before, and they just come back each year to help out.
Now, I drop off my donation on, I'm going to say, St. Patrick's Day, you know, the 17th. I go in March, drop it off. When does the instrument, you know, because it has to be taken in, it has to be repaired and everything else, does something I give today go for the following school year that would come up in like August or September?
It does. In fact, we have a presentation event in August, about mid-August, where the teachers who are getting instruments come from all over Colorado. This is going to be at the Newman Center. And we have a little program, you know, short on speeches. We try to make it something that people will enjoy, but we want to acknowledge the teachers and what they're doing. We have some performances by kids, and then we present the instruments. On the lower level of Newman, they're in two big rooms on tables, and there are signs for each of the schools. And they walk down there and they see hundreds of instruments. And we tell them what they're getting ahead of time so they can bring the right car or van or semi.
Okay.
And then they load the instruments up and take them back in time for the start of the next school year. So in time for the 2019-2020 school year to begin, that's when they'll pick them up.
Okay, great. And for the listeners out there who want to make a donation, want to learn more, website address or telephone number or both?
Bringmusic.org is the best place to go, and there's a phone number there as well. But you can get a lot of information. You can see videos. The video this year features the conductor of the Colorado Symphony, Brett Mitchell. They have been very supportive, and he helps us tell the story. You'll see kids playing, and we think it tells the story quite well. It's about 3.5 minutes long. You know, just invest 3.5, and you'll learn about what we're doing.
Great. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for stopping by the studios. Best of luck on this drive, the instrument drive, that, once again, will be happening March 11th through the 23rd, and bringmusic.org is the website address to go to.
Thank you, Mindy.